Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Wednesday, August 17th, 2016 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. Wild ride it is. It just gets stranger and more dystopic with each passing moment. And I mentioned during yesterday's broadcast a number of technocratic stories and how they are interrelated. And that really is the future that's shaping up. And not the least of those stories is the story that was reposted over at Technocracy News, titled "The Mind of a Technocrat: Tech Oligarchs Are Worse Than the Robber Barons," and that, of course, was an article I read from largely Joel Kotkin's article over at the Daily Beast earlier this month. Today's tech oligarchs are worse than the robber barons. And the subtitle of Joel Kotkin's article was, "Yes, Jay Gould was a bad guy, but at least he helped build societal wealth. Not so our Silicon Valley overlords, and they have our politicians in their pockets." That harkens back to Andrew Jackson's farewell address, in which he said precisely that would happen if we were not careful and we were not, well, we didn't pay the price of liberty, which in his view was eternal vigilance. And indeed, it seems we have not paid that price. Today, we've fallen victim to the very system that Andrew Jackson fought to beat back. As Jackson said, "The severe lessons of experience will, I doubt not, be sufficient to prevent Congress from again chartering such a monopoly." That was, of course, in reflection of the renewal of the charter of the Second Central Bank of the United States, which Jackson, of course, vetoed. So, as he said, "The severe lessons of experience will, I doubt not, be sufficient to prevent Congress from again chartering such a monopoly. Even if the Constitution did not present an insuperable objection to it." So, we will remember history and the experience, the severe lessons of experience, and not do that again, of course. But we did back in 1913. So it's been a little over 100 years. And where has that paper system that Jefferson or that Jackson spoke of gotten us to now? Precisely where he cautioned. He went on to say, "But you must remember, my fellow citizens, that eternal vigilance by the people is the price of liberty, and that you must pay the price if you wish to secure the blessing. It behooves you, therefore, to be watchful in your states as well as in the federal government." Joel Kotkin surmises that the Silicon Valley overlords, the tech oligarchs, have politicians in their pockets. And again, back to Andrew Jackson's words, "Unless you become more watchful in your states and check this spirit of monopoly and thirst for exclusive privileges, you will in the end find that the most important powers of government have been given or bartered away, and the control over your dearest interests has passed into the hands of these corporations." This is not a new discussion. Andrew Jackson spoke of it, or spoke to it perhaps, during his farewell address on March 4th, 1837. And coming forward less than a century later, before the turn of the 20th century, as the Fabian socialists were really gaining their stronghold and forming their alliances. And as technocracy was really taking shape, even at that time, men like Woodrow Wilson wrote about this concept of America soon being governed or ruled, more appropriately, by experts. The trouble is, it's worse than folks like Andrew Jackson warned. Because, as he said, the most important powers of government have been given or bartered away, and the control over our dearest interests have passed into the hands of these corporations. Well, as the technocrats say, in their grand dream, their plan, there is no place for politics or politicians. What then of government? Finance or financiers, rackets or racketeers. You hear the soft push all around us. We have talked on this broadcast and this network about the Strong Cities Network, that the Justice Department and Loretta Lynch, Attorney General Loretta Lynch, announced last September. It's been a year already almost. Holy cow. September 28th, 2015. And what was interesting was, of course, that announcement was largely overshadowed by the Umpqua Community College shootings in Roseburg, Oregon. So we kind of lost the Strong Cities Network launch in the hullabaloo of the Roseburg, Oregon incident. Another staged contrivance in Gladio / Gladio B fashion. But during that announcement, Attorney General Loretta Lynch said the SCN, the Strong Cities Network, will include an international steering committee of approximately 25 cities and other subnational entities. What is a subnational entity? Could it include an administrative agency? It could, by definition, as I mentioned previously, can include any variety of things. It's a very ambiguous term. And other subnational entities from different regions, regions being what? Around the globe. Now listen, the Strong Cities Network is something that will provide directives and shape policy and interaction with the community in the law enforcement agencies that participate. Talk about a communitarian's delight. And it's interesting, technocracy and communitarianism go hand in hand, and it's kind of the experimentation. That's kind of the joke. If you follow Nikki Rapana on Facebook, for example, that's always the joke. Everyone says, you know, if you don't get communitarianism, then you get it. And it's a constant refolding and churning of things, really to keep people confused and to head right back to the Babylonian mystery religions. So that's where we're headed with that. Technocracy is similar. As I've mentioned in recent broadcasts, we hear from the technocrats themselves. One of the most recent examples was the World Economic Forum at Davos. They say they're experimenting. They're basically just practicing. We're experimenting. We get to catch up because we're experimenting. So they're tinkering. And they use words like tinkering. Michio Kaku likes to use the word tinkering with regard to the brain. We can tinker and find this and figure this out. Rick Kurzweil uses the same language. So the SCN, according to Attorney General Loretta Lynch, will include an international steering committee of approximately 25 cities and other subnational entities from different regions that will provide the SCN with its strategic direction. The SCN will also convene an international advisory board, which includes representatives from relevant city-focused networks to help ensure SCN builds up their work. It will be run... The Strong Cities Network will be run by the Institute for Strategic Dialogue, a leading international think and do tank with a longstanding track record of working to prevent violent extremism. And so, just as in technocratic fashion, this is the communitarian legal and social go along with the technocratic vision of folding everything in. We're going to have one company, one corporation that will, I guess it'll be a visionaire's style, you know, Jeffers Corp type thing, only no people. One company, one corporation, one megalithic corporation, one communist smock, green, brown, gray, who knows, but probably gray, a drab gray, because according to the algorithms, that'll be what most people like. These technocrats, it doesn't have to make sense as long as the math justifies it. You know, they write these algorithms to figure out, to outthink you, and eventually no people need it anyway, so... Since there's no place for politics or politicians, finance or financiers, rackets or racketeers, you can feel it, can't you? All around you, as you drive around and you look around through the towns, the cities, the hamlets in America, where is the economy? Where is the economic base to sustain and substantiate anything these days? The irony is that we are and are becoming more and more largely a service-based economy, and the economies around the world are experiencing the same problem. Some have spoken to the fact that China, for example, is experiencing the same convulsions socially and economically. So the irony is that we are in a service-based economy, and service sucks, quite frankly. I'm sure you've noticed it, but it's ironic that in a service-based economy, when all you have is service, service is so abysmal. I have noticed, for instance, recently that the painful irony presents itself in rather provocative ways. Perhaps you've had an experience like this. You go into a small local store hoping to support your local business and to drive big box out of the community, because people don't understand big box, like Walmart in particular, is it's anathema to growth and development. I mean, just think about it. You're siphoning the wealth of the community out of the community and into the hands of a very few people. The moms and pops don't get subsidies. They don't get volume discounts that they can then pass on to their consumers. They don't have the slick marketing campaigns and all of that. They don't have all of those tools. So then what do they have to compete? What competitive advantage can they present? Is it not in their level of service? And yet the irony is that their service is becoming...
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report. Broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others, and you're welcome to call in.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Mom and pops seem to be worn out because we have no virtue, morality, and religion, no foundation of virtue, morality, and religion, because that is being eroded and has been eroded for over 100 years with concerted fervor. It's been chipped away at because we have no foundation of virtue, morality, and religion. We have no common sense anymore, it would seem. As my mom used to say, common sense isn't too common these days. Because of that, the cruel and painful irony is that the moms and pops who don't have the tools to compete with big box, the subsidies, the volume discount pricing, the huge slick marketing campaigns and budgets, the in the ornately refined human resources departments and their policy manuals that turn store employees into robots, telling them exactly what to say in every situation. When they come in the door, here's what you say. When they leave, this is what you say. And here's what you say every moment in between. Does that person, you know, do you just want to put that person on a stick like a puppet and move their lips? And you can see where that is headed in terms of lending itself to the technocratic movement as well. The technologists, the technocrat underlings, of course, building, you know, a better store employee, one that you can program to say whatever you want without the anomalous personality involved. So the moms and pops don't have the tools to compete with the big boxes, and you would think they would key in a service-based economy, they would key in on their unique strength of providing service with a smile and personality and little nuances, perhaps, that they can provide that big box is unable to provide due to the restrictive nature of its corporate policy, so to speak. And yet, this seems to be lost on the moms and pops, by and large. And so it seems we're relegated to the big box stores. The irony, the painful irony, is that by the very nature of their service or lack thereof, or poor service, poor quality of service, the moms and pops are driving the consumer to big box, which just seems to corroborate the technocrats. Algorithm based business models. It doesn't have to make sense. It doesn't have to appeal to the customer. It just has to work itself. It has to be able to be worked out in a math equation, in an algorithm. As long as the algorithms think it'll work well, then it must be a good thing. So we're driving consumers to the big boxes anyway, which is, again, a painful irony, I would say. But I digress. So back to the launch of the Strong Cities Network, which, as Attorney General Loretta Lynch announced back in September of last year, will be run by the Institute for Strategic Dialogue, a leading international think and do tank with a longstanding track record of working to prevent violent extremism. It will be run by the Institute for Strategic Dialogue. What does that mean? We'll talk more about that when we come back. Stick around more right after this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Circling back around to last September, and you can feel it. You can feel it. You know it's happening. I'm not telling you anything. I should stop belaboring it. You see it. I'm sure you do. After the Strong Cities Network, the launch of the Strong Cities Network, the announcement of which made by Attorney General Loretta Lynch last September. Again, that announcement overshadowed by the Roseburg, Oregon incident at Umpqua Community College last October. The Strong Cities Network includes or Loretta Lynch's remarks about the Strong Cities Network and its launch included the mention that it would be run by the Institute for Strategic Dialogue, a leading international think and do tank with a long-standing track record of working to prevent violent extremism. According to the – organization combating extremism globally. Extremism is a very ambiguous term. And if one does a Google search for extremism, one receives a number of results. The first definition for extremism that Google presents is the holding of extreme political or religious views, fanaticism. Well, is fanaticism in itself dangerous necessarily? The more you continue on, the more you see that extremism is viewed mainly as something beyond the norm. For example, dictionary.com says a tendency or disposition to go to extremes or an instance of going to extremes, especially in political matters. Wikipedia says extremism means literally driving something to the limit, to the extreme, or the quality or state of being extreme, advocacy of extreme measures or views. Nowadays, the term is used mostly in political or religious sense for an ideology that is considered by the speaker or by some implied shared social consensus, which is a very well smithed soundbite, to be far outside the acceptable, parenthetically, mainstream attitudes of society. And that is a definition from the freedictionary.com. But extremism can, for example, also be meant to be in an economic sense, et cetera, et cetera. So that's kind of what we're talking about. The term is mostly used in a political or religious sense for an ideology that is considered parenthetically by the speaker or by some implied shared social consensus to be far outside the parenthetically acceptable mainstream attitudes of society. So, from whence do those mainstream attitudes of society derive? Of course, we know that we live in a society that is shaped almost entirely by the welding together of Uncle Sigmund Freud's work and Madison Avenue marketing, by Edward Bernays et al. And Bernays wrote in Propaganda, his book published in 1928, about this fact that society is manipulated. He opened the opening words of his book, and he was not guessing because he was hired by the folks of whom he was writing, or about whom he was writing, in the opening words of chapter one. When he wrote, "The conscious and intelligent manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses is an important element in democratic society. Those who manipulate this unseen mechanism of society constitute an invisible government, which is the true ruling power of our country. We are governed, our minds are molded, our tastes are formed, our ideas suggested largely by men we have never heard of." I mentioned yesterday and in previous days products, for example, that There is a need for it. The Polaroid, for instance. Kids have been buying Polaroids on eBay for years now, and they can't buy up the film fast enough. Technocrats don't care, and therefore, you know, there could be a huge resurgence in the Polaroid market. But that doesn't lend itself to the technocratic vision of replacing that technology with digital technology. If there was a way to do that, and I'm sure someone's working on it, then that would be what technocrats would want, because there has to be that testing and measuring. You have to be able to – basically what's happening in effect is the devil is counterfeiting God's system, and he needs – to counterfeit God's nature, because he said he would try to do that. I will ascend above the heights of heaven. I will become like the Most High. Those are his machinations alluded to in Isaiah 14 and Ezekiel 28. And so he has to counterfeit God's character and nature, omniscience, omnipresence, omnipotence, etc. Technology, of course, lends itself very well to that. Ubiquity is the counterfeit of omniscience, for example. and in a sense, omnipresence. So this is what's happening. And if the technology that comes on the scene is or can lend itself to that vision of ubiquity, for example, to counterfeit omniscience, then it will be developed. And that's how that works. That is the assumptive tyranny that I have spoken to in the past. These are the decisions that are made for us in Bernaysian fashion. As Bernays wrote, we are governed, our minds are molded, our tastes are formed, our ideas suggested largely by men we have never heard of, and we are given the illusion of choice. In the society, you're given Coke and Pepsi. It's a Coke and Pepsi society. And we falsely believe that we have the freedom of choice. The group mind or mass psychology is used to manipulate virtually everyone in this society. If you're plugged into any kind of device and any kind of stream of information, be it radio, television, internet, even print, whatever stream of information, if you're part of the stream of information, then you're part of the movement, the moving of the herd in the direction to ultimately be the undoing of itself. The herd is committing suicide. It's being encouraged to commit suicide right now by the Malthusian Darwinists who say that they're biologically superior, everyone else is biologically inferior, therefore they must die. And as I said during yesterday's broadcast, the Malthusian Darwinists have always made that argument. You're biologically inferior, therefore you must die. Now the technocrats say, oh, but wait, the technologists, our underlings, have a synthetic biological enhancement to make you smarter. And Kurzweil, in The Age of Spiritual Machines, published back in 1999, a roadmap in essence. And remember, Ray Kurzweil is the director of research over at Google these days. So he's basically bringing the visions of his books like The Age of Spiritual Machines to reality and fruition through Google's limitless resources. So The Age of Spiritual Machines, the title says it all. Published in 1999, a roadmap of the next century. And the subtitle of the title, again, says it all. The Age of Spiritual Machines. This is Michio Kaku's vision. We can, you know, artificial intelligence will be the end of humanity, but we can save ourselves by merging with it. The Age of Spiritual Machines. That's the illusion there. The subtitle of the book, When Computers Exceed Human Intelligence. So, in chapter 11, titled 2029, Ray Kurzweil makes several postulations in what I would call his roadmap. What can we expect by 2029? Well, I'll just give you the opening of the book, and I'll get to the specific reference here in a moment. The computer itself, he wrote, by 2029, $1,000 unit of computation in circa $1,999 dollars has the computing capacity of approximately 1,000 human brains, 1,000 times 20 million billion, that is, 2 times 10 to the 19th power calculations per second. Of the total computing capacity of the human species, that is all human brains, combined with the computing technology, humans initiated the creation of more than 99% of, let me back up. Of the total computing capacity of the human species, that is all human brains, combined with the computing technology humans initiated the creation of, more than 99% is non-human. Think about that. Of the total computing capacity of the human species, more than 99% is non-human, he postulates by 2029, Ray Kurzweil. The vast majority of computes of non-human computing is now conducted on massively parallel neural nets, much of which is based on the reverse engineering of the human brain. Many, but less than a majority of the specialized regions of the human brain have been decoded, quote unquote, and their massively parallel algorithms have been deciphered. This is 2029. Think about it. 13 years from now, this is in view. And trust me, Kurzweil is working on this and much worse at Google as director of research over there. Again, many, he postulates or surmises by 2029, many but less than a majority of the specialized regions of the human brain have been decoded and their massively parallel algorithms have been deciphered. The number of specialized regions amounting to hundreds is greater than was anticipated 20 years earlier. How does one speculate and guess at these things? The topology and architectures of those regions that have been successfully reverse engineered are used in machine-based neural nets. The machine-based nets are substantially faster and have greater computing and memory capacities and other refinements compared to their human analogs. But here's where it gets particularly interesting. Displays are now implanted in the eyes with a choice of permanent implants or removable implants, similar to contact lenses. Who would want such a thing? You talk to people and they're horrified. I mean, the mainstream articles point to the fact that people hear these things and they're horrified by the technology. The technocrats working in satanic fashion and their technologist underlings are pushing toward a satanic vision of making the world better than God created it. And that is just not possible. So in doing that, what they're really trying to do is prepare for the fire, so to speak, the second arc moment. If you follow the Bible, you know that in 2 Peter chapter 3, Peter wrote about this, what I would call the second arc moment. You know, the first arc was, you know, first the world was destroyed by water, so to speak, the flood. And what of the next time? Because we have the same malfeasance shaping up now that precipitated Genesis 6 and the flood. As Peter wrote in 2 Peter 3, now this, know this, first of all, that in the last days mockers will come with their mocking, following after their own lusts, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For ever since the fathers fell asleep, all continues just as it was from the beginning of creation. And I think Aldous Huxley's quote is kind of speaks directly to that mocking. Mockers will come saying, where's the promise of his coming? For ever since the fathers have fallen asleep, all continues just as it was from the beginning of creation. And of course, we know Aldous Huxley said the charm of history and its enigmatic lesson consists in the fact that from age to age, nothing changes and yet everything is completely different. Things change at glacial speed so we don't notice, and by degrees, we get turned completely around. So, Peter wrote, for when they maintain this, it escapes their notice that by the word of God, the heavens existed long ago and the earth was formed out of water and by water, through which the world at that time was destroyed, being flooded with water. But by his word, the present heavens and earth are being reserved for fire, kept for the day of judgment and destruction of ungodly men. But do not let this one fact escape your notice, beloved, that with the Lord one day is like a thousand years like one day. The Lord is not slow about his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance. For the day of the Lord will come like a thief, in which the heavens will pass away with a roar, and the elements will be destroyed with intense heat, and the earth and its works will be burned up. So the technologists are pushing for a way to escape the fire. Is information bound by time and space? Could it escape? Could we download our consciousness and escape through the singularity? Stick around. We'll be right back after the short break.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocholine therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Welcome back. Final segment of the first hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. So, backing out of the rabbit hole a little bit here, you can see in 2 Peter, Peter writing about the fact that the next arc moment won't be by water, it'll be by fire, a heat so intense the earth and its works will be burned up. The elements will be destroyed with intense heat. He wrote in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 10, the earth and its works. So the technologists have surmised that perhaps information is not bound by time and space. Perhaps it can escape that fire. So they are scurrying to create a system they can download their consciousness. They and all of their cronies can download their consciousness into in hopes truly of escaping the fire. You hear that maybe, you know, this is a way to live forever. And of course they need to make these synthetic bodies to go along with this plan. And so if you can download your consciousness into something, as the vision goes, or the thought process on this goes, if you can download your consciousness, you can stave off the effects of aging, perhaps, and perhaps download your consciousness into a fresh synthetic body from time to time. And then when the judgment comes, the fire comes, well, your consciousness will already have been downloaded into the singularity. So though the synthetic body or bodies are consumed by the fire, your consciousness will escape the fire. That's their thought in all of this goofy nonsense. And it is utter nonsense. And that calls to mind passages in the Bible like Revelation 9:6, and it's revelation, it's singular, because it is the revelation of Jesus Christ. It's one revelation, as the opening of the book says, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show to his bondservants the things which must soon take place. So it is a singular reference. The plural is a different book by Albert Pike with a different meaning, but it calls to mind verses like Revelation 9:6, and in those days men will seek death and will not find it. They will long to die and death flees from them. That is a terrifying thought. So I wonder if the technocrats and their technologist underlings have thought that plan entirely through. Probably not. They don't, I don't think, read the Bible in most cases, but their leader, the devil, is a cunning and crafty foe. He's familiar with Scripture. That'll do it for the first hour. Stick around. We'll be right back for the second hour. We'll wrap up the tangents. We'll come out of the rabbit hole and we'll tie it up.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.